Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Braves insider Grant McCauley. Our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about today. There hasn't been much news.
Yeah, man.
No, yeah, definitely slow news day, slow news week, and hopefully we can come up with something for the next 12 or 13 minutes.
From what I understand, your personal life is the Nick Castellanos of Braves news. You know, like it's just always like the birthday, anniversary, something's always scheduled, right? It's going to throw you off, man. But happy birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But the good news is, I think even though those things do come up, it never really throws it off. It just kind of creates something else that just needs to get taken care of. But we always get down to the business of having fun, too. So it all worked out.
Did you have a good birthday? Because Allie was really excited that she was going to nail it. She was
absolutely. It was tremendous, and she did a wonderful job.
There you go. That a boy. Even if she didn't, that was the right answer.
I got the most like Grant McCauley gift ever for him, by the way. It was a battleship model of the Arizona.
Let's go. I would want one of those.
It was very cool.
Wow.
I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that. Yeah, you did kill that. Good job.
All right, so let's get to exactly what you're on here for today, Grant. Obviously, Snicker made the announcement yesterday that he is hanging it up. You were there in the room at the presser. Kind of tell us what that moment was like.
Yeah, it was, you know, I think after all the speculation for, you know, weeks, months, really, and, you know, knowing that the decision was going to be made and kind of having a feeling like you sort of knew where this thing was going, just based on reading the tea leaves of kind of Brian Snicker himself. And then all of a sudden we got into September and I just kept thinking, all right, well, maybe somebody's going to acknowledge this and then they're going to plan a few events and, you know, do a little celebration, and you know, it just never came. And then you asked Brian Snicker about it a handful of times and he said, no, I'm just trying to win a baseball game today and going to worry about that after the season. And true to his word, that's exactly what happened. The Braves did some winning in September. I think that kind of what I would call fanned the flames of the competitor who was like, maybe there is a little bit more here. You know, he had a belief in that team, and it's hard to step away from that when you're in that moment. But ultimately, you know, the decision, I think, is a great one for him. I think it's a great one for the team. And I think that, you know, change comes a lot of different ways, a lot of different times. And I have this quote that I'll always go back to, you know, people don't like change. They like improvement. So they want to see what's next if you're a fan and a longtime follower of the team. But I do think you can take a beat and take a moment to appreciate just how much Brian Snicker accomplished in his career and how much he accomplished for the Atlanta Braves over the course of 49 years. It's an incredible career. It's a testament to perseverance and dedication to one's craft, to one's team. And I feel like that's something that, you know, Brian Snicker had in spades, was the ability to build relationships, pour into young players and help mold them and build them to take that next step. And yeah, he has a career unlike any other that I've ever seen in the game of baseball in terms of that longevity. And in the latter years of his career, when he could have been winding down as a coach, all of a sudden, he gets to manage a team for a decade in the major leagues and win a World Series. So it's kind of a script, if you look at it, and one that I don't think that he could have possibly imagined when he took that coaching job. And I asked him this in the presser yesterday, just how much his life was going to change when he decided to take that job from a gentleman named Hank Aaron, who offered it to him to be a part of the Braves organization going forward.
Grant, I want to dive into that a little bit more. Did you get a sense of like what these conversations actually were like with Alex? Obviously, the announcement comes on Wednesday. I have to imagine those conversations started much more in advance. You mentioned the fact that the Braves start playing well down the stretch and, you know, maybe I do want to do this. But I'm curious, like, how many times you think they actually talked about it or touched on it over the final few months, kind of culminating in yesterday's announcement?
Yeah, I really don't know the answer to that question, but Brian Snicker did reveal that when he signed his three-year extension, you know, prior to the 2023 season, that January, that he looked at that as the finish line. When I'm done with this, that's going to be it. And he kind of said that, you know, if you don't ever actually make a decision and set it in motion, you may never end up retiring. So he wanted to have that in place. So I think that some conversations, I'm sure, went on, you know, in the subsequent months and years after that. But maybe it was just a quiet acknowledgement of, you know, you're going to get to the finish line here, and then the days kind of, you know, tick off the calendar, and the next thing you know, here you are in the final year. And obviously it didn't go the way that he wanted it to. But I don't know how much of a discussion point it really was throughout the course of the season. I know Alex was very insistent when he talked about a month or so ago that, look, I'm not going to discuss any of that stuff publicly. And Brian Snicker and Alex didn't really get into those details yesterday. In fact, Alex was just there basically to introduce Brian and let Snit have his moment. So I feel like that was kind of more of the focus yesterday, and not a lot revealed of, you know, any discussions and how deep it got into the possibility of coming back. But Snit said, I wanted to be realistic with myself, and in order to do that, I needed to get through the season and kind of circle back to the things that I had put in motion 3 years ago.
Well, and of course, as soon as Snicker says he's hanging it up, everyone's like, well, what's next? Who's going to be next? We've been spitballing some names of who could possibly fill that role. Where is your gut leaning at this point? What are some options?
I think this is one that's kind of hard to call. And one of the things that is interesting about the Braves that no other team in baseball can say is that they have had three managers since the midway point of the 1990 season, spanning those 35 years. That's Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, and Brian Snicker. And, you know, you look at how much the changeover happens. I mean, multiple managers inside seasons for teams, you know, multiple years of consecutive years of firing or releasing or dismissing managers and just not really being able to find that continuity. So that, I think, is at the focal point of what the Braves search is about, is how can they create the continuity and maintain the culture that they've created that Brian Snicker was a big part of. And that does track back to the Bobby Cox coaching tree, which doesn't have as many limbs left at this point, if we're kind of looking at that. Some of the guys are still involved in the organization. Walt Weiss, obviously, is the bench coach. He's going to be discussed as the internal candidate. And then there are some former players for the Braves, whether that is David Ross, who managed in Chicago, whether it's Mark DeRosa, who has managed the WBC but has a really nice TV job with MLB Network, but I do think is interested at some level in being a manager. And clearly, you know, a team he played for, that could make some sense to him. And then there's the idea of some external candidates and guys that come in and maybe do give a different voice and a different energy. But the Braves are going to look for somebody that fits in with what they have had for so long, which is a continuity that I know might be maddening for some because it may not be the most emotional and outwardly present presentation. But they're looking for what happens inside the four walls of that clubhouse and then channeling that energy out onto the field. So whoever can lead those men in that way, that's going to be their focus. And I don't know exactly that there's a front runner for it. There are a lot of managerial jobs that are open in Major League Baseball. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this process goes and how many different candidates are interviewed ultimately by the Braves.
Well, I want to dive into that a little bit further, and we trying to avoid subcategories on this show, as you know, but I
subdivisions.
Think, yeah. Subdivisions. Look, I'm going to put you to task here. And if Grant McCauley was making this choice, I'm not going to ask for a name, but I want to ask about like a trait. Would Grant McCauley be looking for somebody that can develop players much in the way Snicker did? Are we looking for in-game management, when to sack bunt, when to hit run, when to do different things? Or are we looking more for a person that can kind of control the locker room, control the personalities, make sure Ronald Acuna and Ozzie and Matt Olson are all on the same page? Now, you can't say all of them. If Grant McCauley was picking one trait to have, though, which one would you be going for?
I'll say this. I don't think it's about controlling the locker room. I think it's more about setting the tone and the relationship building. And that is the one trait that Brian Snicker was extremely good at. And that doesn't mean everybody likes everything that everyone says at all times. And it's just Shangri-La. It's just not. That's not the way it works in sports. You know that. That's not the way it works in life. You can put a bunch of people in an office and they're probably not going to get along either. But how do you move through the things that come up? Not just, hey, everything's going well, we're winning, feels great. Then all of a sudden, well, so-and-so's out. Now we're losing. Different things didn't go the way that we planned. Being able to keep that club on course and have them still believing not only in themselves, but the mission that they set out for. And I know that that might not sound like the 2025 Atlanta Braves because, hey, they were 76-86. What mission did they accomplish? This was still a team that has a tremendous amount of talent. So it's going to be a sought-after job. We all know that. And I do feel like that relationship portion of everything is at the foundation of building a winning culture, which the Braves have had by and large for 3.5 decades. So I would point to that one trait. And I would also say this, I think that we give way too much credit to managers when things go well. I think we give too much blame to them when things go wrong. They are part of the equation. They are part of the puzzle. Sure, they can put in the quote unquote wrong reliever. They can stick with the starter too long. They can shuffle the lineup in the wrong way. But who's to say that the other move would have panned out? We'll just never know. There's a lot of whataboutism, I guess, that goes into this stuff. So I'm just one of those people that I just try to kind of deal with what actually happened and not get caught up too much in the, well, what if he'd just done something else? Because different is better. Different is not always better. It's just.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When do you expect this decision will be made that we'll hear some news? Because I'm already kind of guessing it's going to happen on our anniversary.
Well, that would be a good date for it. So we can go ahead and circle that on the calendar in a different color of marker because it's already circled. But, you know, I think they want to get this done sooner than later because, you know, not that they have a winter that they're overhauling and making huge, you know, sweeping decisions about the direction of the club. They have a very good core in place. And again, I know people are kind of tired of hearing about that because the last 2 years have kind of sapped a lot of the goodwill of, all right, we've signed all these guys to contracts. They're going to be here for a long time. That means winning and continuity. And it just hasn't been that way. I mean, they went to the postseason in 2024, but the injury bug that started there followed them right on into 2025 and had their first losing season since 2017. So I don't know. Ultimately, I think that they want to get this done sooner than later. I don't think that there are a ton of reasons not to go ahead and get this knocked out, but it may depend on the availability of some of the candidates. It may also depend on some of the other jobs that show interest in those candidates. So strike them while the iron's hot is something that I wouldn't be surprised by. Could they get this done before the playoffs are even over? They absolutely could, but I can't imagine that this will drag on very far after the World Series is done.
All right, we'll see what happens. Grant, thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.